If you need a new roof or a repair, Easton Roofing will take care of you. Estimates are always free and suggestions are built on integrity. Visit EastonRoofing.com for more information. Get back to business faster with Easton Roofing. Easton Roofing. Integrity matters.
You are listening live to the program.
Brought to you by Worth Harley-Davidson North. I-29 in Tiffany Springs. Why the hell not? You're worth it.
Your teams, your town, your program.
Patrick did practice the full practice. Unless something happens here, he'll be the guy that plays. And so, but I'm a, you know, you can go whatever direction you want to go with it. I'm going to see how he did after this practice. But right now, that's what it looks like.
We put me on the run, and I threw it across my body and did all the stuff that I've grown to do as I've been in the NFL and my whole career. And I didn't have any pain. I was still able to do it. I was still able to throw across my body. And I wanted to make sure I was able to do that before I got back on that field.
And now, like all Chiefs fans, releasing a big O sigh of relief, Soren Petro.
Right you are, Kay. Right you are. Petro on the program on Sports Radio 810 WHB. I heard there's some people we know, friends of the program, they're going to jump a plane and go to Tennessee to see the game now.
Wow.
Their six-year-old son demanded it, and they are looking for flights on their phone right here at Big O Tires and Lee Summit. Can you imagine that?
I can.
Tropical storm. What would your son be? Tropical depression? I don't want to use depression. But tropical disturbance?
Yeah, I like that.
Upper high level wave warning.
Yeah.
Upper level disturbance.
Well, if it's a 6-year old, I guess lower level disturbance. He's shorter.
At lower level. Yes. Went as Sammy Watkins for Halloween. So he has decided, he has told his father that, you know, listen, tickets shouldn't be that bad down there in Tennessee. They're not that good. So let's go. Let's get on a plane and go, right? That's how we all feel. Patrick Mahomes is back. So let's get on a plane and go to Tennessee. Don't you just hate the ones that are already going that much more? That they're going to luck out and get Patrick Mahomes back when they're going and we're not going? I heard there's a group going, and we're not part of that group. The Forgotten Three. Petra in the program on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Curtis Siebold. Authoring the Sports Centers, Jed Marshall running the operation. We are live at one of my favorite spots. I will tell you, when you have a Big O No, there is no better place to go than Big O Tires. Unfortunately, my wife has had a couple of Big O No's of late, but the good news was Big O Tires was there for us, and right now they're rolling out Black Friday deals now through the 8th. Of December, you can get for a limited time the Black Friday savings on oil changes, brakes, car batteries, and more. Buy three select tires, get one free with paid installation, including brands like Nitto and Cooper. So if you've been looking at those tires going, I can get a little further. Inclement weather is coming. And right now you can buy three, get one free. Interest-free financing available as well on approved credit. So get to your nearest Big O Tires. You can find the location nearest you by going to BigOTires.com. If you're anywhere around Lee Summit on 50 Highway, stop on by. Hop off at the 3rd Street exit. I got that right, right? I got off at 3rd right here. Help me out, Tropical. Is that right? 3rd Street. And then you come back. Well, I was coming from, so I guess I need to be relative. Let's see. I got off at 3rd Street and went, would you call that south or west when you turn right?
Be west, wouldn't it?
Okay. I just didn't know, because 50 kind of angles, you know? So it's kind of southwest-ish. And then on the outer road, but that kind of solves it because there's only an outer road on this side. You come back just a little bit to the northwest on the outer road, and there's Big O Tires. So if you're going down 3rd, if you're going down 50, you'll see the beautiful Big O Tires location where you can take advantage of Black Friday savings right now on your vehicle. Go to BigOTires.com to find the location nearest you. You can also register to win your shot at a tailgate package, including tickets to our local pro team. Get it? A new grill and a $100 gift card to get some groceries. So that'd be perfect for your tailgate. And a night stay at the Embassy Suites plus oil changes with alignment for a year from Big O Tires. All you got to do is get here to Big O Tires and get signed up. And our friends at Good Sense have brought sandwiches Are you going to get a sandwich? I am now. I'll be right behind you, my friend. We've got some Goodson sandwiches while they last, so stop on by. You can get a sandwich, one of their great party trays, which is always a great hit. I've done it a number of times when I've had the fellows over to my house, those Goodson subs, get the party trays to watch the game, and you can grab them. We've got some cookies, too, of course, baked fresh today. You know, they bake the bread fresh twice each day. They slice the meats and cheeses right in front of you at Goodson. You can find the location for them at GoodSenseSubs.com. But Big O Tires is where we are, and it's a chance for you to have some Big O savings. Buy three tires, get the fourth one free. It's their early Black Friday deals, and you can take advantage of it. Plus, they've got savings on oil changes, brakes, car batteries, and a lot more. Big O Tires, interest-free financing available, and approved. And if you have approved credit, you can get the interest-free financing. Let's go to BigOTires.com to find the location nearest you. And, again, registering to win that great tailgate package, which includes the tickets, a new grill, $100 gift card for groceries, a night stay at the Embassy Suites, and oil changes and alignments for a year. Price on that, it's valued at priceless. Don't you always love when you go to an auction,
mm-hmm.
like a charity auction, and they go, value? Priceless. It's priceless. It really is.
Yeah.
Because the memories
that
you will have at the game, the joy of getting free oil changes and alignment at Big O Tire, that's priceless, yeah. really.
Who
memories will last a lifetime.
Who can put a true value on that? You can't.
Not this guy.
No.
Who's got two thumbs and can put a value on that? Not this guy. That's who. But come on down. We'd love to see you here at Big O Tires. We'll take you all the way up to the pregame of the Kansas Jayhawks coming up at 6 o'clock as we will be here at Big O Tires in Lee's Summit, the town that Todd Lebo built, apparently with his own bare hands.
Mm-hmm.
Rudy Salazar's with me. Rudy, look, as far as you can see, everything you can see was built by our own Todd Lebo. Isn't it? The mayor of Lee's Summit is Todd Lebo. He built it all, including this Big O Tires, with his bare hands. So we thank Todd for constructing the building with which houses us on a brisk, beautiful day.
He is something.
We have a lot to get to today. Yeah, go ahead, Curtis.
He is something.
Lebo. Oh, he's a little cherub is what he is. What's Lebo, like 64, 65? Still looks like a little, 8-year-old cherub.
Buddy Lee.
If you put a diaper on that guy and some wings, you'd be like, that's a cherub right there. That's what that is.
Yep. Yippers.
He is Buddy Lee, if anybody remembers
one of the
character
great,
Buddy Lee from the,
one of the
Lee
great
jeans.
Comparisons ever.
Buddy Lebo. He's everybody's buddy. I heard Stan Weber calling him the ligament. That really just flows off the tongue, okay. Doesn't it?
Yeah. The ligament. Todd Lebo
Stan had a
is
good,
the ligament.
The stabilizer, the thing that connects everything. He's like, that's Todd Lebo. You're the ligament. You know, I don't think that one's going to stick.
Some would argue that Lebo's actually what tears everything apart based off his attitude sometimes. But
oh, oh.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's a shot, ooh. Todd.
Hello.
Todd Lebo, the dark side. He just walked in.
Shots fired.
He just walked in. Yeah. Jed just said you are by no means the ligament, which I heard you called by Stan Weber today, that you tear everything apart.
What do you say?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
He goes, yeah, maybe. Classic Lebo style. He's not crushed by any of it.
I've long said that there is nobody more comfortable in their own skin than Todd Lebo.
I know, and we know that because he wears no pants a lot of days.
Yeah, it's a little creepy.
If you think Winnie the Pooh, Porky Pig, like why is this guy just wearing a shirt? That's Todd Lebo. I'm not saying we spend a lot of legal bills around the building. I'm just saying he likes to roll Porky Pig style sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
Adiba, adiba, adiba. That's literally all, folks. You can follow where I'm going with that joke. Jeremy Crabtree is going to be with us from 810 Varsity. Oh my God, Corey Anderson's here. What is it? Are we gonna rumble? I heard something about we were taking odds on who would win a fight. Are you and Jason coming over here to try to pick me off?
No.
2-on-1?
The Red Bull guy brought a gift for Shane. He'd be in our remote. I mean, Shane brought it for Rudy.
Okay.
So okay. I was like, yeah, they're right down the road.
I'll yeah. Shane, thanks. Rudy says thanks. I didn't say Shane Summers. Can I just say Shane? Good times. So I'll try a third time. Jeremy Crabtree's going to be here later in the hour. If you're tired of hearing that Jeremy Crabtree's coming up, I'm tired of saying it, but we'll get you ready for the high school football talk, some recruiting. Bob Glauber, our NFL insider, is here. Shovel it in, Tubby. Get you a cookie, my friend. Corey Anderson crushing him some cookies right now from Good Sense. Bob Glauber from the New York Newsday is here. Lebo, you going to strap on the feed bag? You're right. Two-minute drill at 4. Adam Teicher after that. Kevin Harlan in the 5 o'clock hour. It's a jam-packed program. We couldn't give you more if we were on for 5 more hours. I'll be honest with you. Let's get started, shall we, fellas?
Mm-hmm.
Patrick Mahomes is back. So what do you say? What do you think? What does this mean? Are we all, see, Corey, are we all stunned?
No.
No.
Well, not at this point we are. If you'd have told me 3 weeks and one day ago we'd be sitting here and he'd be ready to rock, I would have questioned it. But we knew this was going to, this is, I think, where a lot of us had it penciled in when we knew he was practicing before the Packer game. It's going to be at Tennessee.
2 weeks ago last Monday, I wouldn't have been shocked because Adam Teicher told me this is when he was going to play.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons why we have Adam Teicher on. He's a Chiefs insider, and he has called the Titans game as the return. I think a lot of us saw him laying there going, well, there goes the season. This will be great. Let's see if Andy Reid can manage a 10-6 season with the backup, and we can watch the Chiefs go out Alex Smith style against the first team with a real quarterback. That's what it looked like when he was laying on the field, and now he is a go. It's amazing that when I was out at the complex on Wednesday, listening to the Mike Vrabel teleconference, he was not thrown off by the cunning ruse of Andy Reid. He said, yeah, I think he's going to play. And Mike Vrabel has been proven a prophet, barring some unforeseen setback. Patrick Mahomes is going to go for the Kansas City Chiefs. And have we seen a line move? Curtis, can you check and see? Do we have? Because we were showing Chiefs. -3.5 yesterday, right? That's what we used in the program picks, wasn't it?
I think we used four.
We had 4.5, actually.
And did
it,
we?
It bumped to 6 after, I think, after their practice. It went from 4.5 to 6 sometime yesterday afternoon. And it currently sits at
17.
27. Amazing.
Yeah.
Still
Chiefs
6.
Chiefs -30. Still 6.
Yeah.
So I think after the practice yesterday, they figured it out. Said, okay, this guy's going to play. And so the Chiefs will lay 6. Who has the Chiefs? Curtis, you got the Chiefs or you got the Titans?
I got the Chiefs.
Jed?
Chiefs.
Okay. So we got good value at 4.5.
Yeah.
Our inside information gave us the right answer. 4.5. That's the way to go. I like it. We came away in a good spot. Listen, I think this is great news for the Chiefs. I don't think it's shocking. I do give credit to Adam Teicher, who was the first guy to report that the Titan game would be when Patrick Mahomes made his return. I know this is to the chagrin of many. I'd keep him out for one more game. And I haven't understood why you'd keep him out for one more game when you're not a doctor. So what the hell are you keeping him out for one more game for? Well, I mean, if he's been out this long, then being out another game would make it better. Why? Why would that make it better? Do we know? I mean,
no.
If you don't know what the medicals are, you're just throwing a dart and you're just terrified because you've got a precious commodity and you don't want it hurt. You're a parent. We would all like our kids to never hang from the jungle gym. Of course, that would be a depressing life. You got to get out of the house, and every now and then you got to hang upside down on the monkey bars. You got to swing a little, all right? You got to go test yourself. You got to hang from the bars to grow stronger. Sometimes you fall and skin a knee or break a leg. But it's the risk that you have to take. And Patrick Mahomes acknowledged it today. Okay, yes, there's a slightly higher risk that I can get re-injured than others. But this is it. That's going to be his risk the rest of the way. And so let's play ball. I echo what Jason and Corey were talking about. I wouldn't have minded the question, how's the ankle?
Yeah.
Like, we get it that you've been cleared on the knee, but one of the big questions is still how's the ankle, isn't it, right? Because
yes,
to me, you can't
absolutely
favor two legs. I'm going to assume that the ankle is in good shape, and hence we have the clearance for him to go ahead and play. But I do think it's important to note that, the ankle is a question mark. And so, I assume it's okay. It would have been nice to know if it's okay. But, again, my assumption is that it will be okay. And Patrick Mahomes goes out on the field. And if he's going to get hurt in this game, let me tell you, I'm on board with him playing. When it's time for him to go, when he's as healthy as he's going to be, and he's cleared by the doctors, Patrick Mahomes was drafted, and he's paid to play football for the Kansas City Chiefs. And we got to get past this notion that we're going to store him in a jar till the exact moment in the second quarter when we need him of the Super Bowl, and then we're going to take him out, and then he's going to be sharp and throw four crisp touchdown passes and lead us to the win. It doesn't work that way. The Titans have won four games. They're a team that can absolutely win this game, and the Chiefs need wins. Not just wins for the AFC West, but they're very much in play to be the number one seed in the NFL, and that means Patrick Mahomes has got to go. So I think it's time for us to all start taking our training wheels off when it comes to rooting for a football team that has a Hall of Fame quarterback, okay, a Hall of Fame caliber quarterback. If he's going to go to the Hall of Fame, he's got to play. He's got to win games, and they got to win playoff games, and they got to win championships. And that starts by getting as good a seed in the playoffs as you can possibly get. It starts by winning your division, which is very much in play with the Raiders. It starts by getting as high a seed as you can, making your path to the Super Bowl as easy as possible. That's what's got to happen. And so it's time for everybody to get over it. There is no one short of his doctor that should have at any time been saying, I want him to wait one more game. You want him to wait till they clear him to play, that he's healthy. There's no point in waiting one more game if, again, this is qualified with, if he's not going to get any healthier than he is today. If this is it until he has surgery and you're going to play him, then you play him now. You play him each and every game, and it's time for him to go out there and play ball. And we got to get over this, like sitting and wringing our handkerchief as to whether or not he's going to take a spill. It's football. By the way, let me tell you, this won't be. Last week will not be the last game the guy misses.
Right.
He just doesn't play that style of football. Peyton Manning, Eli Manning, or it's just get rid of the ball at the first sign of pressure. He doesn't play that way. He tries to avoid. He tries to escape. He's a big physical kid. He's going to try to run with the ball at times. He's not going to go injury-free for the rest of his career. So just get used to it. The Chiefs are going to need to have a competent backup, which they do. They've had two this year because Chad Henne was as well. And you'll have to deal with it. But he's going to be put in harm's way, and there's nothing you can do. Just like your kids are going to grow up and go off to school, and then they're going to go off to college or go off to work or go off to defend our country in the military. They're going to grow up, and you're going to have to let go. And Kansas City Chiefs fans, that's where we are right now with Patrick Mahomes. It's time to let him walk. He might skin his knees, but it's okay. He's still our little boy.
It just seems weird if they were holding him out and fans are saying he should play. But that'd be one thing where fans would say, oh, come on, he's a poor. But when the doctors are saying it's good, it's so weird. It's so opposite of what you would normally get from fans, that the fans say, no. I get it, you're a doctor. You've actually seen his knee, unlike me, and talked to him, unlike me. But I think we should wait one more week. That's just strange to me.
I would agree. I would agree. It doesn't necessarily make sense to me either. It does. I get where they're coming from. Where they're coming from is they just don't want to see the guy hurt. That's what where they're coming from.
And the doctors, would be my response to any fan. I'm like, it's beyond strange.
Or Andy Reid does.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the people who have the
Andy
most.
Andy Reid's ignoring doctors' orders and saying, go on out there. Don't worry about those guys.
Trust me, you the fan, have absolutely the least amount of vested interest in whether or not Patrick Mahomes is healthy. Patrick Mahomes, number one. The team, number two. And wherever you're like 50 down the list, that everyone who's above you would say, nah, it's good. He's actually good. And for you to go, I don't think he's ready yet. One more week. Also, I don't believe that anyone thinks, well, he'll just get more healthy. I think people look at the Chargers and say they're a tougher team than the Titans are necessarily. They'll need him next week, but I don't even think that's the case. Not that it should matter in the first place.
Right. Now, this is a game they need. It's an AFC game. The conference games are more important than the non-conference games. If he's healthy, he should play. He's going to play, and this is a good thing, Chiefs fans. And get back and look forward to watching the guy play at a high level. 913-810-810. Let's take a break. We'll take your phone calls. You can react to it if you want to try one more time to figure out what it is I'm missing. Explain to me what I'm missing and why this guy shouldn't play if the doctors have cleared him. I guess I'd listen. I'd prefer you not try because I don't see what you can possibly come up with. But Chiefs are going to get their quarterback back, and that is good news, and they're very much in the thick of things when it comes to the number one seed in the AFC. 913-810-810. You're in the program. We're live at Big O Tires in Lee Summit, 1125 Southwest Oldham Parkway. That's the street address. If you want to GPS it and come on by, you can find them online at BigOTires.com. Black Friday deals are going on now through December 8th. You can get it for a limited time. Save on oil changes, brakes, car batteries, and more. Call them right here at this location at 816-246-8585. Make your appointment to take advantage of the savings on any of those things. Also, buy three select tires. Get one free with paid installation, including brands like Nitto and Cooper. They do have interest-free financing available as well on approved credit. And for your nearest participating store, just go to BigOTires.com. And don't forget, if you can get here to Lee Summit, you can sign up for the Big Tailgate Package, which includes tickets to the local pro team, a new grill, a $100 gift card for groceries to get some food to put on that grill, a night stay at the Embassy Suites, and oil changes with alignment for a year, all from our friends at Big O Tires. Again, find the location nearest you at BigOTires.com.
The program with Seren Petro. Weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, welcome back here in the program on Sports Radio 810 WHB. The great Todd Lebo is headed out to do his other mayoral duties here in Lee Summit. He's going to take a nap, he says. Oh, big Friday, huh, Todd? You already drunk? Is that the deal? You can sleep it off? Todd Lebo, ladies and gentlemen, leaving the building. We've got Good Sense Subs. Had some folks enjoying some of the Good Sense Subs and getting signed up for a great tailgate package here, courtesy of our friends at Big O Tires, the place that I take my car for work, for tires, for everything. It's Big O Tires. You can come down and register for your chance to win a tailgate package, including tickets to the football game, a new grill, $100 gift card to get some groceries, a night stay at the Embassy Suites, oil changes with alignment for a year, all from Big O Tires, and take advantage of their early Black Friday deals. Now through the 8th of December, it is oil changes, brakes, car batteries, more, three select tires. Get one free, buy three, get one free with paid installation, including the brands like Nitto and Cooper. Interest-free financing, that's available as well. Just go to your nearest participating Big O Tire store to get these great deals. Go to BigOTires.com. We're going to talk to Jeremy Crabtree coming up here in a little bit. We'll talk to you right now, some Chiefs football. Let's start with Mike. Mike, you're in the program. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, how you doing, Seren?
Good, buddy. What's on your mind?
Oh, I just want to say I'm a big listener to y'all's show, and I appreciate all y'all's coverage and listening to 810 and 610 both. So I really enjoy what y'all have to say and all the coverage y'all provide. And but main thing what I was calling about is the Pat Mahomes. I don't know. Around the people I know, don't think it's a bad idea to have Mahomes starting this week at all. I think we need him. And, you know, just like you were saying, you know, you got to let him play. I mean, you can't keep him bottled up. I mean, we got the kid for a reason. I mean, and we're right in the thick of things right now. And I just think that if he's ready to rock and roll, I say let the kid fly. So, you know, I'm just excited to get him back out there and hopefully get another win.
Yeah, and I'm with you. And, Mike, thank you for the call, and I appreciate you listening to 810 in the program. But listen, I share everyone's fear every time he gets hit. We're all a little bit nervous because we've seen already the incredible difference that having a quarterback like this makes. But he was here to play, and so let's play ball. If they cleared him, football's a rough game. Guys are going to play hurt, and it happens, and we'll see. You know, they say he can't do any more damage, then it's time for him to go. David, you're in the program. What's going on, David? Good, man. What's on your mind?
Oh,
I'm here, David. Go ahead.
How do you feel about it if, say, in like the late in the third quarter or something like that, they're up by three scores? It's not like baseball where you can't bring them back in. Say, hey, okay, let's take a break. You're up by 20. You know, we're at the end of the third quarter. What do you think?
I think that's a good time. Thank you for the call, David. I think that's an obvious spot to get him out, particularly when he's not 100%. And so, yeah, listen, if Andy Reid's got him dropping back to throw passes late in the game like that, then, yeah, I think we're all going to be frustrated. He's there to do a job, and once the job is done, he needs to come out. Jazzu Jay, you're in the program. What's up, buddy?
That's right, and I'm pretty excited today, and I'll tell you why. That was just a crowning moment, or a very ironic game last night, if you will. If you had got the pleasure of watching the Oakland Raiders and the Los Angeles Chargers play that horrible game, and I'm just shocked today at how horrible the Chargers are, I'll be honest with you, and frankly how awful Phillip Rivers is and looked last night, and what an atrocious team they are. And Oakland even tried to give them the game with a missed extra point in the fourth quarter, and the Chargers still couldn't do it. Just curious your feeling now, because it's safe to count the Chargers out. The one thing that scares me a tiny little bit is the Raiders have such an easy schedule for the rest of the season. They basically have the Patriots schedule that they started with. Just wanted your thoughts on that. And lastly, I am a season ticket holder, and I sold my tickets, two tickets for $500 apiece to a Vikings fan, and you better believe I'm not feeling bad about that today, given the fact that my tickets are $2,900 a year for two. So if anybody wants, and Chris Jones, if you're listening, find me on Twitter or whatever. I'll happily sell them to you as well, since you make more than I'll make in a lifetime in a season. So thanks for taking the call, Saran. I love your show.
All right, Jay, thank you, buddy. I appreciate the time, and I appreciate the comments. And listen, I do want to be clear. Chris Jones is a great guy. I do not want people in this town to be down on Chris Jones. He is a great guy. He works with the charities. I think he likes his town. I think he likes the community. I think he loves the fans. I think he's a tremendous football player. I think for all those reasons, I want everybody to be positive when it comes to Chris Jones. But I think somebody needed to give Chris Jones a wake-up call about how it works in the real world. And, you know, selling your tickets is an option that every fan has. And listen, Chris Jones doesn't know what bills people have or what's going on in their lives. You know, I'm not going to redo my whole statement. If you missed the open of the program yesterday, you can catch it on the podcast at 810WHP.com and on our 810 app. It was hour number one yesterday, and I led the show with it. But, you know, I think he was a little bit out of touch, which is fine. It's what you expect an NFL player to be, is out of touch. He should be consumed by the job of being a better football player, and I think he is, and I think he meant well, and I think his message was, I love Chiefs fans, and I want Chiefs fans there, and we, as a team, feed off the crowd. You guys do make a difference. I think he was trying to show an appreciation for the fans, but I think it was misguided. And I want to be clear, my message was not to try to turn people against Chris Jones, not in any way, shape, or form, but it was to wake up Chris Jones and any other player on this roster that while the game is a business, particularly when you're going to hold out and miss camps and miss OTAs, you're not really in a position to go chastise anybody for selling their tickets. And you need to understand how much you, as a partner to the owners of the NFL, how many of your tickets are sold to the secondary market, and the secondary market decides who's going to buy it, not Chiefs fans. And that's the industry you've helped create with the salaries that are out there. When the industry is about the maximum dollars, this is what you get. As far as the Raiders' schedule, Bengals and Jets are the next two for the Raiders, at the Jets. But then at KC, Titans, Jags, at Chargers, at Broncos. I don't know about a joke. I don't know if I'd go quite to the New England scale. Certainly for the next two, it looks that way. It gets a little rougher after that. But, yes, the Raiders are what the Chiefs have to fear, and it's why Patrick Mahomes should take the field, to keep the Raiders in their rearview mirror. We'll take a break. We come back, talk some high school football and recruiting with Jeremy Crabtree from 810varsity.com. You can watch all the games at 810varsity.com. We talk to Crabtree next here in the program.
The program with Saren Petro. Weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
He's worked under the Friday Night Lights for 20 years.
I ask you if you think we can get the job done.
Think so.
Well, you're going to have to do better than I think so.
From Excelsior Springs to Bonner Springs, from Liberty North to Olathe South, no one knows high school football the way he does.
Because of nothing! This is our team! This is us! Let's go right now!
He's our high school football and college recruiting expert, Jeremy Crabtree.
Can you live in that moment as best you can with clear eyes and love in your heart? If you can do that, gentlemen, then you're perfect.
On the program.
Yes, indeed. Sending a message to the great Ted Wiley. Having to get a message to salesman extraordinaire Ted Wiley. He's making a beverage run. So there you go. We're at Big O Tires. You can make a tire run right now. Buy three, get one free on select tires right now. You could do that. It's part of their Black Friday savings that are going on. Also, oil changes, brakes, car batteries, and more. If you've been putting off that maintenance on your car, you know that's not a good idea. Take care of it. Never a Big O no with Big O Tires. Always a Big O yes at Big O Tires. Find the location nearest you at BigOTires.com. It's where me and my family bring our vehicle for some maintenance, for oil changes when we need it. They've done a great, great job helping us out. We've had a couple of Big O no's that ended up being Big O no big deals because we brought it to Big O Tires. Have I done enough of the Big O? Is that enough, or can I find another way to work it into my conversation? I don't know. I'll see if I can later. I'll see what I can do. Also registering folks to win a tailgate package, which includes football tickets to the local squad. You figure that out. A new grill, $100 worth of groceries, and a night stay at the Embassy Suites, plus oil changes and alignment for a year from my friends here at Big O Tires. Just got to get here to the Big O Tires in Lee Summit, 1125 Southwest Oldham Parkway. That's just a stone's throw from 3rd Street and 50 Highway. In Lee Summit. So come see us. We're on the outer road here in Lee Summit. You heard the chuckles, the cohorts of one Jeremy Crabtree. He's with us on our Sprint guest line. Jeremy, how are you?
I'm doing great. It's a beautiful afternoon. We've got high school football playoffs. Pat Mahomes is back. What can be better?
Guess Pat Mahomes 100%?
Okay, there you go. There you go.
Yeah, that's about the only thing I would say. By the way, high school coverage, because we've got Kansas basketball starting when we get off the air at 6 o'clock tonight, can be heard on our sister station, ESPN Kansas City, 94.5 on the FM dial, 1510 AM, until the sun goes down on the AM dial. And, Jeremy, let's start with our game of the week, Blue Valley West at Shawnee Mission Northwest. This is in the Kansas 6A bracket. Why is this the top dog?
Well, there are plenty of good games here in the second round this week in Kansas. But this one intrigues me just because, to be honest, Soren, we just don't get out to see too many Shawnee Mission district schools. They just have traditionally, in the last decade or so, have never advanced far in playoffs. And this is one of their best teams that we've seen from that district in quite some time, and this is Northwest. They're 7-2. They've got a tremendous dynamic quarterback in Ty Black that's thrown for 2,300 yards and rushed for 800 yards, got 36 touchdowns. So this is a chance to go see one of the better players in the city that maybe hasn't gotten the type of attention that he deserves, and he's going up against a Blue Valley West squad that has done a very good job on the defensive side of the ball, held Mill Valley, held Aquinas under their averages. So they're 6-3, so 7-2, 6-3, second round of 6A playoffs. It should be a fun one.
Other games, by the way, in the 6A, Blue Valley North against Gardner-Edgerton, Blue Valley at Olathe East, Wyandotte at Olathe North. A lot of these games, maybe even all of those, I'd have to take a look, can be watched on 810varsity.com. The best high school coverage around is at 810varsity.com, including watching the entire game. That's right. The video stream is there. Go to 810varsity.com to check out the full array of high school games that are on each and every night. Let's switch over to the Missouri side. Is tonight number 13 Rockhurst at number 1 Liberty North. Is this the final game for Coach Sev?
I think it can be. I think it legitimately could be. And obviously, it would be great if Rockers can find a way to upset number one Liberty North. They're 10-0. They have just been blowing through people, especially. Gosh, they blew past Lee Summit West 31-0 last week. And Jake Van Dyne, the quarterback, is one of the leading candidates for Player of the Year. He's got 1,900 yards passing, 18 touchdowns. The thing that makes this game interesting is Rockhurst has been playing since about mid-season with that starting quarterback Nick Smert, and he injured his clavicle. He is expected back tonight, and he is a big athletic kid that can run the football, has a nice arm. So if he's back and he's 100%, then this game is a lot more interesting than what it may seem like on paper. I would love Coach Sev to pull the upset, but Liberty North at home with the way that Van Dyne's been playing is a tough task.
Number three, Raypeck at number six, Park Hill. A couple of eight-win teams. This should be one of the better games of the night, right?
Oh, it's an outstanding game. We had Raypeck last week against Lee Summit North, and everybody had been telling me about how improved Luke Grimm, the KU receiver commitment, has been. And the film looked great, but seeing him in person just quantified a little bit better how outstanding he is. And Les Miles is getting a outstanding player in Luke Grimm. Only thing is that Park Hill is so athletic on the defensive side of the ball, the best defense in the city, no question at all. Coach Hood's team has athletes all over the place. So this makes this one a little bit more intriguing because Ray Peck's strength is their offense, and they're going up against the best defense in the city. So it's going to be interesting. Can Conrad Holly, the quarterback at Ray Peck, make some plays not going to Luke Grimm? Can he get the running game going? Can he find some other targets to hit? And if he can, then I think Ray Peck can pull the upset. But Park Hill's just so good on the defensive side of the ball. I got Johnny Wilson going to Iowa State. Jalen Noel is an outstanding offensive player for them. So I think that they could Ray Peck is going to give them a threat, but I like Park Hill at home.
All right, let's tell me about where we are in the Class 5s on both sides. I know on the Kansas side we weren't really excited about what was going on in round one.
Yeah.
But does it heat up, and how does the Missouri side look?
Yeah, we're in Class 5. You know, you got Fort Osage versus Truman, Raytown versus Chrisman and Staley and Oak Park and Park Hill South and against North Kansas City. North Kansas City is a team that is a good program to watch on that District 8 side, but Staley, to me, is still the team that gets through that bracket. Staley, because it's Staley, and we all know that they always make those run. Fort Osage is the top seed in the District 7 bracket, but Raytown has been coming on as of late. Raytown has several Division I players, including Dante Manning, a kid that has been heavily recruited by everybody, committed to Oklahoma at one point, defensive back. They've got some very good offensive skill players. So I'm excited. If that Fort Osage Raytown game materializes, it's going to be a fun one.
All right, how about Class 4? Does Miege get a test? I know from reading your write-up, we're talking about a 2,000-yard back that no one's heard of, for crying out loud, that Miege has got to go up against in their game against Bonner Springs. Is this a test for Miege, or is there really no test anywhere in that Level 4?
Well, no, I think it can be interesting. I mean, you were talking about Bryce Crone, who's got 2,100 yards rushing, four touchdowns last week for Bonner Springs. I think they can make things interesting. Mission Miege is very good on the offensive side of the ball. They have allowed some points scored on the defensive side of the ball, especially with teams that have run the ball effectively against them. That's been a little bit of their kryptonite this season. But I do expect Miege to win and win decisively. But this one, if you get a chance, if you're not heard of Bryce Crone, you probably should. He is a very talented running back, and I think he puts up some numbers against Miege tonight, but I think Miege is just, as we kind of alluded to here, the five-time defending state champs, I think they're just too tough to beat.
Yeah, no pressure, John Holmes. If you're even tested, then we're all going to be disappointed. All right, we're talking to Jeremy Crabtree from A10Varsity.com, where, of course, you can watch all the games, get the best coverage of high school football, basketball, all the high school sports on your computer, and even stream the games live at A10Varsity.com. Tell me about Willie Taggart being bought out at Florida State. And who's going to benefit from this? Taggart, known as an excellent recruiter, I've already seen some decommitments.
Yeah.
Does this in any way trickle down to any of our local schools? I'm thinking mostly of Missouri, since it's in SEC country down there.
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, obviously the teams in their backyard jump off the mind immediately. You have to think Miami has to be, actually they already are Miami's, the University of Florida's, all the other ACC and SEC schools that recruit in the state of Florida are going hard after some of these FSU guys. But yeah, you're right. Missouri is a team that is maybe going to be a little bit of a benefit for with Taggart's firing, because Montre Edwards, a three-star defensive tackle from Holmes County in Mississippi, a very good prospect. The Seminoles were among the three-stars favorites, and he kind of hit that reset button after committing to Missouri early on back in August. But he took an official visit to Missouri back in October and essentially eliminating FSU for this short time period until they figure out what their coaching situation has to help the Tigers out. But, Cern, you have to think that all those schools that recruit head-to-head against FSU, the Clemsons, the Alabamas, the LSUs, the Floridas, the Miamis, they're going to be really working hard to try to open up some of their kids' commitments list, because regardless of what the struggles that Willie Taggart had on the field, he was and his staff were pretty good recruiters.
Tell me, what did the Sunflower Showdown do for the recruiting between the two schools?
Well, I found it kind of interesting. You know, again, we're talking – kids aren't going to make a decision based off one game, but what I found extremely interesting is after K-State beat KU, the Wildcats immediately made several preferred walk-on offers to local players. And preferred walk-on offers, those are offers where we say you come on campus as a walk-on your first year. Your second year, we're going to put two on scholarship. And there's a real battle going on behind the scenes between KU and K-State for a lot of these kids here. Missouri's involved in that too, with those Kansas City kids, get these kids that maybe need another year to develop and get them to walk on and come to your program and end up being guys that go on scholarship. And K-State's made a living under that, under Bill Snyder, and that's something they tried really hard that first year under Chris Klieman to get done in that first recruiting class. But I did find it fascinating that they went out and offered a number of kids, a Chanute quarterback, a kid, Michael Book from Liberty, the receiver prospect, a kid from Junction City. They went out and offered these kids preferred walk-on scholarships within hours after beating the Jayhawks on Saturday last week. So to just show you kind of it was obviously calculated that they did that.
Tell me, I know in the Over the Middle podcast, by the way, I'm a subscriber. I invite everybody to subscribe to Jeremy Crabtree's great college football recruiting podcast called Over the Middle. I know you're tackling Alabama and LSU. Where do these two stand? I mean, Ed Orgeron's got a coach. One of the big things we're going to talk about later is he's also got to learn to replace assistant coaches and do all the little things that come with sustaining success. He's making a great run right now, but taking down Nick Saban would do a lot, I would think, on the recruiting trail. Or am I wrong? Are they already there or even beyond Alabama?
Well, they're head-to-head with Alabama right now. LSU does have the number one class as of today, in all the recruiting rankings. LSU and Ed Orgeron, Coach O and his staff have just done an outstanding job. But we always kind of put a little asterisk by that. You have to wait and see what Alabama closes with, because nobody in the game closes better than Nick Saban. And there have been some epic battles between LSU and Alabama over the years. And that was kind of fun to go down memory lane a little bit in the podcast with Andrew Bone from Rivals.com. We talk about some of those epic recruiting battles, going back and talking about guys like Eddie Lacy way back in that early recruiting era of Nick Saban. He was one of those first guys from the state of Louisiana that went out of state to play for Nick Saban and kind of flipped the switch for and made Alabama a national recruiting power. So right now LSU is on top of the and they're doing outstanding, but you do still have to wait and see what Alabama closes with, because I feel we're just on the verge of Alabama, especially if they can win this weekend, to kind of utilize that and give them a little kick in their recruiting push.
All right, Jeremy, great stuff as always. Enjoy the high school football. We'll be checking out all your work and all the great work across the board at 810varsity.com. Remember, high school football over on ESPN Kansas City, 94.5 FM, 1510 AM, as we'll have KU pregame here on 810. Jeremy, you're the man, buddy. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, take care, friend.
All right, Jeremy Crabtree does phenomenal work, Nobody has their finger more on the pulse of the recruiting and the high school football than Jeremy Crabtree. And, of course, you'll hear him on that call of the game of the week as well. That's over on our sister station, ESPN Kansas City 94.5. I'm broadcasting live today at Big O Tires. They rolled out the Black Friday deals early. Now through December 8th, you can take advantage of it. Great savings on oil changes, brakes, car batteries, and more. It's where I take my car. It's where I advise you to take your car. Select tires right now. Buy three select tires, get one free with paid installation. Of course, interest-free financing available as well with approved credit. It's all at Big O Tires. We're in Lee's Summit.
Time for our Deli Fresh end of the hour question, sponsored by Good Sense. Chosen by KC sandwich lovers for 30 years. Good Sense, not because it's easy, but because it's better.
All right, on this date in 1970, Tom Dempsey kicked his then record 63-yard field goal. Two Chiefs kickers have attempted longer field goals. Name either one. Brought to you by Good Sense.